All right. This is season 2, episode 6. Season 2, episode 6, people. We're back. Obviously, off-camera magic, innit? It's been a long week for you lot, or however long it's been since the last episode, but, yeah, man, it's been a long 10 minutes since the last one for us. But, bro, we're here with none other than Rushain, bro, special guest. Thank you for coming through, bro.
Thank you for having me.
A round of applause, man. Yeah. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good.
Here. Bro, it's been a long... This one's a long time coming, man.
Yeah?
A long time coming. That's what we were saying outside, isn't it? Like, you said you watched the Sean Country one. Shout out to Sean Country. Yeah, man.
It's taped soon as well, if anyone
is. Yeah, bro, that's going to be good. We're going to get into that as well.
Well, yeah, man, how you been musically, man?
Musically? You see me? I'm ADHD.
Of course.
As well. So I'm working on, like, how many EPs at once?
Too many.
Something like around like 5-7 EPs at the same time, doing features here and there, just working as an artist. I feel like as an artist, if you want to claim yourself to be an artist, when anyone asks how you're doing musically, you're in the studio, you know, you're trying to create something. So that's where I'm at. I'm just creating, and yeah.
Does it ever get overwhelming though? Like, you doing all of that at once.
You see, when you love something. It's never overwhelming, no matter how much pressure it brings.
Yeah,
you do it because you love it, innit? So no matter what else comes with it, it can't faze you because you love it.
I hear it.
You see your mum.
Yeah.
You just got love for your mum.
Yeah.
No matter what comes with your mum, say dramas or whatever, you're there for your mum.
Of course, but you can take a little bit of a like. She's being jarring right now, kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? I still love her and I'm still there for you, but it's like, oh, this is getting to me, but I'm still here. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Shout out to the mums.
Shout out all the mums.
Every single one.
I hear that, but when I feel like that, this is my approach to life anyways, I just try to then take a different angle. So it's like, okay, I'm feeling like this right now. I'm feeling like there's a bit of pressures. Maybe let me look this way. That's probably why I'm ADHD with it. I may be working on a EP and I'm trying to finish a song and I can't finish it. I'm like, you know what, let me go to that EP.
Mm.
So the EP is like different sounds? Like each EP like a different sound?
Naturally, because I'll be working with different people,
yeah.
Whether it's just holistically only me, different producer, different engineer. So it's all over it. So naturally, it kind of ends up becoming different sounds. And the way I work, I'm very, I like to say I'm fearless in the way I work. So, like, I'm down to touch, I haven't shown everything just yet, but I'm down to touch hip-hop, then go into R&B, then go into, I want to do dance tracks. So, yeah, it kind of, whenever I'm not feeling one or maybe I feel like there's a blockage somewhere, I take it as, you could say, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, telling me, try go the other way. And then that's... You then look up and then you've got 7 EPs almost done. And it's like, oh, you know?
Yeah. So, where do you think the fearlessness comes from? Like,
it's in my blood, for real. My family are just fearless people. So I've taken that and tried to direct it in a positive manner.
Mm.
And I come from a space where I've always been taught never to... care what anyone kind of perceives you as long as you know who you are, just carry on. So say, like, I've had people tell me you can't then go and do that genre. I'm like, why not? Because you're fans. And this, in my eyes, I ain't even built the core of my fan base fully yet. You know, I'm not going to get gassed just because I put out a track and da-da-da and be like, oh, I'm the, you know what, my fan, it's not even fully built yet, you know. So, like, if anything, now is the, in my eyes,
you're
now is
the waters,
time
bro.
To touch every space I can.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to care about what people think, I'm only going to limitize myself. Do you get what I'm saying? As an artist.
That's true. So, just as a person in life. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah, man.
So what did you grow up, like, listening to? Like, what was playing in your house?
Oh, see, shout out Mumsy, craziest taste in music. She would go from Bob Marley... to them Puck, Nas, Lauryn Hill.
Seems like it's all staying in, even though it's different genres, that they all have like have something to say. Do you get what I'm saying? So it seems like they're all similar in that sense.
A message, for sure.
100%.
Definitely. Which is interesting. And then on my dad's side, because then on my dad's side is very much more, there's a lot of reggae, but then garage, even grime type feels and house, that type of space. Frank Ocean's, and that's on my mom. Yeah, Frank Ocean, all sorts. I've just been jazz, James Brown. I've just been open to, that's probably why I'm open to trying everything, is because I grew up listening to almost everything, you know?
So these are all, like you said, all these artists have something in common. These are all artists with, like, proper emotions and feels in it. Like, even Grime's all about just, like, raw feeling. Yeah, yeah, bro. James Brown, all these artists, bro, it's all about actual feeling in it. It's interesting.
Yeah,
that means you probably have, like, a deeper appreciation for stuff like lyrics and concepts and everything.
Definitely.
Definitely.
It's not just surface-level music.
No, for sure. I feel like music is a feeling. When you're listening to it, you're searching for what it makes you feel. Whether it's like, does this make me want to dance? Or does this make me want to sit and reflect on life? Did this make me want to... Whatever it is, you're searching for what it makes you feel. So I believe the world's your reflection, innit? So if I'm putting into a song how I feel and someone resonates with it, it will catch them, because the amount of energy I've put into it is going to reflect back. And someone else is going to feel that. Do you get what I'm saying?
There's real energy as well that you're putting in. It's going to catch on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's makes sense. Definitely makes sense. And I feel like, well, what was the albums that you'll say you were listening to that I say as, what was that one album of childhood that you could think, oh yeah.
Distant Relatives to you. You man ever heard Distant Relatives?
No, who's that by?
Nas and Damian Marley.
Oh, and As We Enter.
That there, without that album, I don't think I'd be who I am.
Oh, explain.
It's that album is a journey, and it's like, even from the beginning, As We Enter, you're entering, and then they set these topics, these worldly topics that then always revert back to self. And when you're young, you're just listening to it, you enjoy it, and you're liking the sounds. And then as you grow with it, because you like the sounds and you revisit it, and then you start deep in the lyrics and what these people are saying and what they're trying to get across, then you deep the whole album's message and what it's getting. They need to do a world tour on that one, because without that, it wouldn't have sparked certain questions for myself. So that's, yeah, to answer your question, it sparked things in my mind to think, oh, what do I think of that? Right. When my man says, oh, it goes from nation versus nation to tribe versus tribe, now it's me against my brother, what are we going to do, kill one another? It makes you think from a young age. And then you're like, oh, what would I do? Like,
this is
there any point in fighting? Like, big questions like that for yourself.
Do you think this could be a reach here? Do you think having this music playing around you, do you think that saved you, was part of the things that saved you from, like, say, entering bad stuff? Do you know what I'm saying? Because your mind's open.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. That's why I'm such a big believer in music is feeling. And it's powerful.
That's cool. It's fine.
Is powerful in a sense of, because I know what it's done for me.
Yeah.
I know that certain songs have taken me out of bad situations. Or maybe I've done something bad and then I've heard a song and been like, you know what? Maybe I need to change and not do that anymore. Or da 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 da. Don't get me twisted, we're all humans, still do. I was like stupid the other day. But like, we all make mistakes. But like, music. A song might be that one thing that might take that kid away from not making that one wrong decision that makes everything go left. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, that's... Yeah, I do believe there's truth in that as well. I think if... And same if you're raising a child with just, like, positive... Or not just positive, honest music as well. And it shows you both sides. It's like... It might not be the only thing, but it's definitely opening your child's mind to certain things. I feel like if you're just playing... just proper, just every music to your child all day, every day, it's not might not be the thing that pushes them, but I feel that'd be one of the things that pushes them.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
To a certain life.
Especially if, like, you're coming from, for me, coming from a family that resides around music as well. You're, even though first going out, I was supposed to be all about sport. But then you can never escape music when it's in your blood. So it's like, even with that being the case, naturally you're going to go to music for things like, all of us try to find some form of escape. Some of us it's music, some of us it's drugs, some of us it's both, some of us it's alcohol. For me, it heavily was music. And even then, it can get too much. But to answer your question in terms of like building a child, at the end of the day, no matter what you're listening to, you still have choice. So it's like, it's still then the question that comes to me, even if it brings up the question, it's still my choice to decide what I think upon that and what I'm going to do. So even if Bob Marley says such and such, it's still up to me whether I'm going to follow it.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Still so free will.
It's like how you interpret it as well.
Yeah.
How your perspective reflects off of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that comes to your environment as well, though. So, because you can... There's some people who've grown up around good music. They got good family homes and this, that, but they still want to be trapper.
Yeah.
And it's like, you ain't even need to do that. What are you doing? Like, and that is because they've chosen to do that. But then there's, you got maybe, give a Kendrick, who grew up Compton, like madness, right? Yeah. And he's chosen to stick to the music. He's probably still made mistakes and done stupid things. Yeah. But he's made a conscious choice to maybe try and go the other way. And when everything said otherwise, do you get what I'm saying?
I think it does. There is choice, but like also black parenting as well, do you get what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you're playing the good music around them, but if you're not telling the child, you know, think about what he's saying here, think about what he's saying there. And it's like, he might go through his mad teenage years or after teenage years and that, but he might still return because that's in his blood, do you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like everyone has these rebellious times and that, but say, you know, I think people hit like 20 plus, people start thinking, I feel like some people just revert back to what they was raised in.
Back to what they were raised in, for sure.
I don't know, I'm not a father yet, but I feel like you got to let kids go and do what they're doing until they come back naturally. You can't just guide them through. You got to let them go and then they'll come back. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've definitely learned that. I learned that the other day with my sisters. My sisters now, I got to let them go.
Yeah, you got to let them make their mistakes, bro.
Yeah, and you let them go and you let them understand life the way they need to understand it and make their choices. And I love the fact you said that because about it's a big thing with parenting, because one time I must have been playing some a Getz track or something and my mum wasn't liking some of the lyrics
of course.
I was gassed, I was singing every lyric. I can't remember the exact track, and then I played some 6-7 back in the day and my mum was like, she was like, it's cool, there's a sense of realism to it. And she said, but remember what you're feeding your mind. And she always made me aware that it's like food. You're still consuming it. That's why we're called, as a listener, you're a consumer of the music. And that sits with me every time I listen to music. And it's like, there's times for it. I'm not saying there's not times for drill music and this, that, and I still listen to it to this day.
Definitely.
But it's just...
it's our generation.
Yeah, it's a part of our culture to some degree. It's, if anything, I need to listen to it, because then I need to know, all right, how do you fix what went wrong with it and what went right with it, you know? But yeah, like you were saying, the parenting, there was a key thing my mum used to always say to me, cool, listen to that, but remember what you're feeding your mind and your...
it's an important lesson. To be fair, they say music's the gateway to your soul, innit? I heard that quote the other day.
I don't think enough artists know that, though. I don't think enough artists deep that. They might know that, but they don't deep it enough how influential they really are. Like, you might have loads of followers, yeah, that's cool. You might have loads of listeners, that's cool. but how influential you really are, I don't think a lot of artists actually understand it.
You know what they say? They'll be like, I didn't ask for this influence.
I didn't ask for, or like, oh, I'm not a role model. Like, listen to my music, but don't, you know.
What do you think when they say that, though?
I think it's a bit ignorant. Like, Young Ad said it in one of his interviews. He's like, you know, don't listen to me. But it's like, you don't, you might not want them to listen to you, but they're going to listen to you regardless, bro. Like, so you have a duty to be a bit more responsible.
Yeah, to much as given, much as expected.
Whether you like it or not, there's kids listening to you and they look up to you because you are what they want to be, whether that's right or wrong.
No, that's facts. I feel like that comes from a space of those different perspectives of the people that approach it. Like, oh, there's people listening to me and other people, like Young Ad saying, oh, don't listen to me. You have people that see the music business and the industry, because music's not an industry. Man decided that there was going to be an industry around music. Music's not an industry. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Music is a much deeper space. It's music comes from the soul. That's why you can connect to another soul through music.
Mm.
Music is, it comes from a vessel. Mm. Something has to go into a and come out of a vessel, literally, whether it's a guitar, whether it's a vocal, whether piano, has to come from some form of vessel to be heard. So when you approach it as an industry, you usually get the minded people that is like, they approach it like a job for the industry. They're working for someone.
Mm.
Whereas then you get people who approach it where they're maybe, whether it's they're working for themselves, maybe it's a spiritual thing, maybe they feel like they're speaking, God speaking through them, whatever it is. It's more of a no money or no one can come up to you and be like, yo, this and this, and stray you away from what the music's meant to be. Whereas when you look at it as an industry, you're like, yeah, I can track card for time. Get paid for it, yeah, calm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because people don't get it twisted. People need to get fed. Like I'd prefer someone... actually, no, I'm not going to say that. But, like, you got to do what you got to do, innit? Like, but I feel like people should be aware that, all right, you can approach it that way, but there's more
balance.
To it.
Balance.
And remember, there's people listening to you. Yeah, and maybe however many of them, you might even be able to save it. Maybe it's not you, but whatever's speaking through you when you decide to come away from the industry a bit might save some people or make people question some things.
I just think it needs to be a balance. Like, you can have, like you said, people that are in it just for bread, but you need to have people that have a purpose as well at the forefront, side by side. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Because when it's all promoted as just this that a lot of negativity, a lot of like music, the worldly music, as they would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when you just have that, people think that's all there is. Or like, obviously we have to search for our music because we're music lovers. But I'm saying, like, a lot of people, the mainstream, they just take what they're given. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, if you're only taking what you're given, it's just pure, F this, I'm going to kill this, I'm going to scam him. It's just like, that can't be good. Do you know what I'm saying? So we need both, because the world's not all roses either. So we need like both.
Exactly.
Or just an honest thing, because I prefer artists that give you the 360 of like road life or just whatever it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Love, wherever it is. Because Future, for example, it's like he's never been heartbroken sometimes.
Yeah.
But we're humans. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So yeah, so what do you want people to feel when they're consuming your music?
Feel?
Like, what do you want them to take away from it?
What do I want people to feel or take away? Listen to whatever questions come up in your mind when listening to my music. Have a conversation with them.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever questions I arise within yourself, because that's what helped me through music and coming off our conversation, and it's led that way. Yeah. Whatever question comes up, have dialogue with that voice. Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
Even if you've got to play the track again. Sometimes for me, another track then pops up from an artist, and I'll go visit that track, and I'm like, and I'll start answering things. So,
what artist does that for you the most?
The most? Oh, I couldn't put it down to one artist, you know?
Fair enough.
Kendrick Defoe does it, for sure. Kendrick and Cole, naturally. But other than them, like just the old schools, like Marvin Gaye, Bob, Lauryn Hill, for sure, Erykah, Andre, Kanye at times.
Yeah.
And I feel like these are all artists that give the balance. They give you the positive and negative, whether it's shedding light on their environment or things they're dealing with mentally. They show you the good and the bad. And when people give you that, there's only room for you to make your own decision.
100%. You know? It's what we were saying with Joey Boy last episode. That I don't like, we all kind of agreed that we don't like when artists tell you how to feel about their song, innit? So you drop a song tomorrow and you're like, and you start promoting it on TikTok saying, guys, I've dropped the best heartbreak song, or like, isn't this the best heartbreak lyric? Or it's like, bro, just drop the music and let us come to that ourselves, innit? Like, let me work that out. Let me feel how I feel, innit? Please don't tell me how to feel, you know?
That then stems on to when I've had situations with people that, like, I'm all for taking criticism and advice, but sometimes there's them people who try to control what you're doing in the studio. And a big part of what I do is lyrics, and I love writing. And I've had a couple of people try to tell me, dumb it down and this, that, and whatever. But leading on to what then you're talking about is, if I'm to then dumb it down, I'm trying to get someone to understand.
Yeah.
Whereas I should just put how I feel and what I want, and if they hear it, they hear it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't let them initially dumb it down.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
There's no need to force it, you know? Yeah. If people hear it, they hear it, and...
Depends what game you're playing, though. Depends what game it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're on the consumer thing, then you might be thinking about these things and that. But if it's like, you want to just do it because you're talking how you feel, then you should never try to dumb it down, I don't think.
100%. Because a lot of these artists that you mentioned, bro, like Kanye West, Lauryn Hill, a lot of this, when I first started listening to them, I didn't understand a lot of what they're talking about. I was just listening to it for what it is. Like, even Lil Wayne, I'm just listening to it because it's an artist that I like. But now, as a 24-year-old man, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, oh, damn, like, this is what they're saying there, and that's what they're saying. And I start feeling different. Sort of. It's like watching a movie that you watched 10 years ago, watching it now today.
Yeah.
You're watching two different films, even though it's the same film.
Yeah,
you're perceiving it two different, completely different ways.
Boys in the Hood done that for me. I watched it when I was like 15. I liked the film. But when I watched it there, I was like, this is heartbreaking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is
heartbreaking. It was like paid in full for me. It was like, oh, this. I just thought it was just people just shooting each other.
You know what done it for me the other day? Pulp Fiction. Watched Pulp Fiction again the other day. I was like, rah.
What a film.
Deep. When Samuel Jackson went how? Like, I didn't realise how ham he went until I watched it again. I was like, whoa.
I like to watch the older films as well. I don't watch a lot of the new films, you know. I just watch the older films without going to me film based, but it's like, I do like to watch the older stuff, so, because you just take it in. The message is there. It's no much agenda thrown all over it and all type of stuff. The message is just there, isn't
it? Yeah, they didn't try to dumb it down or anything. Yeah. They came as they were, and then it's just like, all right, whether you take it now, whether you understand it then.
Even in music, that generation, like, that, they take it as they were, innit?
Yeah.
Like, Marvin Gaye, like, you just mentioned that whole What's Going On album. Man's talking some stuff, do you know what I'm saying? What's going on? And I wish someone would make, not the same as What's Going On, but have that same sentiment.
It's like, even a question, it makes you ask.
Yeah, like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Yeah, so, no, therefore, though. So it's like, boy, you have to, it must be hard to maintain that frequency in this world, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much distraction and all that stuff. To maintain that, it must be a battle. Must be.
There's, it's a lot of things, because we're human, naturally, there are things out of your control. But the thing you do have control of is yourself.
Yeah.
And as humans, you slip up every now and then.
Yeah.
But yeah, things do get thrown at you to try and throw you off track of that, whether it's someone telling you to do otherwise, or whether it's maybe you even, when you make a song, like even we see it now with Kendrick and Cole and these guys putting out, whatever they put out, the audience is then holding them to what they say. When, how are you gonna hold a whole human being to one verse, to what they've said on one verse?
So is that like idolatry then? Idolism, is that the word?
Kind of. It can come from there, but then also you then just have the general consumer who just says, say no one who's ever listened to Kendrick and they've only heard the Like That verse.
Yeah.
They probably see Kendrick as someone who's just on smoke.
Well, it's not that, yeah.
When he probably has a bigger message, this, that, whatever.
Yeah.
So where was I going with it? What was your question? Yeah, is it hard? I feel like it is, because at the end of the day, what you're writing is, I believe when you're writing, or even sometimes freestyling, you're speaking to yourself. It's an inner dialogue with yourself. That's why it influenced other people to have that inner dialogue. Mm. So it's an inner dialogue with yourself. So when you're having that, you're constantly evolving and changing. That's why when we come back to old films and this, that, we're seeing it different because we're different.
Yeah.
We're looking at it with fresh, new eyes. We've grown. Do you get what I'm saying? So I could write a track tomorrow. I literally, even Principles, that's out right now. Mm. That track, I then wrote a track the other, literally 2 days ago. That is then, one of the lyrics, I say, you can't draw out the demon in me. But then just the other day, someone was able to draw it out. And I'm explaining how, look, I like to say that, but sometimes that's not always the case. And I and then it took me on that journey. Okay, now what's the lesson with this? And it's a new one, you know? So The battle's never with the outside, it's always with yourself. People always gonna judge and think things, but I feel like they're there to make you question these things.
I think if you're questioning it as well, it means it's good music though. If you can actually think, or it's good lyricism at least, like if you can actually question, oh, what's he actually talking about? If you think to even question it, then it's right. Because a lot of these, when these guys just talk in smoke, the most you're gonna question is he really about that? You're not really gonna question, I wonder what he was doing when he was riding out in that thing or to lean out the way. No one was thinking like that.
There's very few artists that made me do that.
It's meant to be a very few, though.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
Even, like you say, we need that, though, as well, because there's some people then in that environment who may just be in that situation and they need to know how to operate in that environment. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? And maybe someone talking about what they done might help them. It sounds mad, but at the end of the day, like you say, the world's not roses. Like, if man's in the trap and he needs to know how to da-da-da-da, that might help him. But then where does he go from there? Then after he accomplishes that, is it then, oh, okay, you see how Heady and K-Trap have now come and they're explaining how their life's changed now?
Yeah.
That's growth. That's so hard. Because they're not talking about the same thing. They're showing the growth. They're showing that they're real people. They're actual human beings. Yeah.
That's why they're still around. Journey.
Exactly.
That's why they're still around from the Jewel era. You know, one artist that I think that does that in the Jewel is Miz or Mac, where he's got a bar. He was like, we don't realise what we're doing to the hearts of our love when we do this crime, but it's never in the head when we're out for revenge.
You have to sitting put me on still. You have to send me him still.
Same Mizzy. Like, when he's talking, I'm like, no one's talking about what the impact of the family when I'm doing this. It's not their family, my family. You know what I'm saying? As well as their family, of course. And I think we just need more honesty, like you're saying, isn't it?
Definitely.
But yeah, now talk to me about your music. I think when you're talking like this, I think the people that don't know you would want to know, like, what some songs that have pretty brought the most questions in yourself for writing that songs by you?
Most questions. What songs that I've heard from other artists?
Not from you. Your songs, own most songs that you've made. Songs. That, yeah.
Oh, my basically. Most thought-provoking song.
Mm.
It's probably not even out yet.
Mm.
Everyone says that.
I don't think I have to come again after I've put a couple out, because I've only got a tape and a single out, but the most thought provoking, I'd have to say Principle right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some of the things in there are quite strong statements, so then it's like, yeah. But the reason why I say it's not been written yet is because I've got tons of other things just written just in my phone and books, and I write every day. So
really,
there's some things as well I like to hold on for. So it's like, because I don't feel like, I don't want it to fall on deaf ears, you know? Because if it is very thought-provoking and I know what it's done for me, I want to hold that for to touch more
for
ears.
For the masses,
or more
people, I hear that.
For
hear
sure.
That.
Or maybe just it's just not meant. I can just tell when it's not meant for the time, you know?
No, that's true. That's fair. What would you say, like, as an artist, what's your strongest skill set? Is it lyrics, melody? Is it, like, beat picking? Like, what's your strosh?
What would you say to you?
Lyrics.
Lyrics?
Yeah, for me personally.
I think people around me would say lyrics.
Yeah.
I would say my directing ability, because that's then what allows me to work with so many different people of different spaces. I could go to my boy's studio just in his room and direct something and be like, oh yeah, put this beat and da 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 da. But then I could go to actual studio with a beat that I've already made and explain how I want my voice mixed. I'll even get on the key, I'll even mix my voice myself at times. Do you get what I'm saying? And my ability to direct situations, even from putting my own shows together, putting the show together and directing how I want it to go and da 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 da. Putting EPs together and how I want them to flow. And so I'd say my directing ability for sure. That naturally falls onto then the lyrics of them building a song and stuff. And then it falls onto all the other things that come with music. Because I feel like a lot of people think, oh, the artist, they just go in the booth with something they've written or they've got in their mind and just say something. But there's a lot of artists out here that do way more than that. And I feel like some of them don't even realise that they're doing more because we're not taught to value everything that we are and that we can do.
That's fair. That's, you know? That's a good point.
So, yeah, I'd definitely say my directing ability, my ability to lead a vision.
Yeah, I can't lie. I would agree with that because, bro, you're doing way more than just music and it's fucking to see, bro. Like, so talk to me about, like, the... your movement, this group that you're...
SYN.
Yeah, man.
S-Y-N. So it's an acronym for many things, whatever you... the main one is Synchronize Your Network. So I came up with it because I felt like in Southampton, everyone, especially in Southampton, I think it applies to a lot of other spaces, but a lot of people get one-track-minded in their own, and that's okay. Everyone needs to do it at some point. But then people kind of don't think about helping the people around them and community and drawing other people in and supporting each other, collaboration. So that's where the idea sparked from. And it sparked because I was in a room, done a first show, and I was looking around the room. I was seeing who I was around, everyone who came back to my place. People who I consider friends next to family. And we're all from different spaces. Some are Zim, Nigerian, white, Asian.
Where are you from?
I'm everywhere. I got Bayesian in me, Nigerian, Italian, obviously English. Yeah, I'm a bit of a mutt. So.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah, you were saying. Even reflecting back on myself, and I looked at myself, I'm like from here, and I'm around people that are like, we can touch so many different spaces as a group in a bigger picture.
Yeah.
Because my man's got family back all the way back over there. My man's got family all the way. Think of the ears that we could touch.
That is true.
That's very true. If we all just came together.
Yeah.
And that's when it sparked. And then I came together with SYN and, yeah, so we're kind of just a group of people that we just help each other in any way we can through our creative abilities, whether that's through production, videography, like art, like actual like drawing art, like, you know, some spray painters and stuff like that, like all sorts, whatever, any type of creative, and yeah, all people in the community, so Southampton, are open to join us and just help. It's just it's about giving to the people you want to create through what you have. You don't need no grant, you don't need to get no money from no one. No, we've already got that. Resources, you know?
Yeah.
And we can build as people.
Yeah. Southampton needs more of that, bro, because this is, I keep saying this, I sound like a broken radio, but it's like a broken record, sorry. But like, bro, Southampton, I love this place because everyone actually knows everyone here. Everyone knows everyone. And I don't know why we don't use that to our benefit, because if we all actually linked, obviously, naturally, not everyone's going to get along. Not everyone's going to link up in it. But, bro, we all know each other, man. If we all actually, like, utilise our skill sets to push our thing, but we could actually put Southampton on the map, man. This place, I do love this city, and I believe in it. Like, there's a lot of creatives here, man.
Definitely.
You need that gelling, and it's good to see that you might are doing that, bro.
For sure. Yeah. Just trying to build on it now. Like, I feel like we've got a foundation. It's just now seeing who else wants to turn up, so... main way we're trying to do that is through shows and stuff. So I'm trying to put, I try to, as consistently as I can, trying to put shows on and stuff as well. Because obviously as an artist, I'm then in the studio and I'm working right now as well. Man, I ain't got to act like I'm full-time artist. Like, man, like I'll still be working part-time, getting in the studio, then trying to set up events and this, that and whatever. So
yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, busy. If people can come and support the shows, that's all we really want. Because I feel like in a party environment, naturally it's the best place to build community, you know. And also, I really want to build a proper hip hop scene here. There's a lot of hip hop heads in Southampton, but we all kind of sit in our caves. You know, I'm victim myself. I'm just as bad, innit? So I'm talking to myself when I say this as well. So yeah, check the Sin account, my account, you'll see whenever we're doing shows shout and that stuff.
Out before we go into the shootout.
Yeah, at Sin Sound 9 and then Ray to Ray, Rashane 22, my account, and you'll see whenever any events are there. And if you wanna turn up, turn up. It's good vibes. Usually we ain't missed yet, I don't think.
Nah, not yet. So,
lit, man, that's lit. I mean, yeah, pick them up. But there's been ongoing happenings in the hip hop scene that I'd love to get your opinion on.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Obviously, Kendrick dropped a, in the words of J. Cole, bazooka on the rap game the other day with like that, and it's just been like a big chaos of debates and just new people, detectives coming out with, oh, he might have said this one line in this album over there, and lots of opinions and stuff. So do you think that, let's to ask the question, like, rap needs competition? I believe it does. Do you believe rap needs competition?
I feel like every space needs competition. It's just whether it's healthy or not.
Healthy,
You think this is healthy?
It can be. Like, I couldn't say because I'm not... I feel like to give a valid opinion, I'd have to closely know both sides.
Mm.
I'm just a consumer at this point.
A consumer's opinion.
Yeah, I don't know these men. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they're really on, this, that, whatever. But yeah, it needs competition. But it needs to be healthy. And I'm looking at it as, overall, this is a big opportunity for what we could say, these big three, to rewrite and fix the history of hip-hop.
Hip-hop needs this.
It needs this.
I've been saying this.
And it needs to be healthy, and it needs to be done in a way where kind of the bloodlust that is wanted in some people's comments and voices needs to just leave.
That's
like,
a new one still, I can't like.
Yeah.
Bloodlust, I hear it, bro, literally.
It's like, what? Like, you can feel however you want about someone, but when you're, I'm seeing people like, shoot him. I'm like, what?
Like, man, keep it music.
It's all cool when you're talking about it when you're rap battling. Yeah. It's cool when making the bars and that, but some people were trying to see some people get hurt.
That's where we've gone wrong, is that, like, it's always, like, violent bars, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to pull up to your house, my boys are going to do this to you. And then people expect that, people want that, and it's like, if you do that, then you've won.
But guys, It's the big three. They're not going to kill nobody. No, this ain't Dirk and Young, boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This ain't 671 for you.
You ever heard the big some of the
conspiracy most dirty
ones?
Oh, you're talking about conspiracy mode. Quiet. Okay.
Real G's move in silence, no?
I hear you, but it's like, if I don't know what's going on, innit? It's not like I know what's going on and it's like, oh, I don't know for sure what's going on. It's not like I know what's going on and someone might die behind this and I'm like, yeah, get him. It's just like, this is just like three top rappers flexing their muscles. This is not me to say, like, none of these three are just like, well, rubbish. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to poo on nobody, but it's just like, I want to see rap, people competing over lyrics, like, oh, yeah, my album sold more than yours, or I'm more impactful. I want to see people debating over that. I'd rather that than people say, I shot your whole gang, what are you going to do about it? I'm tired of all that. We've had enough of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just have a music, and those are the three to have it, because I think if anyone else was to have, like, a rap debate, it would be a bit corny. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like those three could have it, but I don't know about Drake having it with Kendrick. Because
why say that?
The reason why I say that is because... if you're going to talk Glocks and that and whatever in your raps and you're not from that, which Drake isn't, we all know Drake isn't, he isn't. He may have people around him because he's big tied, but Kendrick has bloodline tied in it. It's different when your bloodline is tied into it and you've grown up with it and da 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 da. So now... when you're saying certain things, you see when man's saying, like, I'll drop the location, I still got PTSD. Like, he just might, like, my bipolar...
Yeah, you see, my temperament
bipolar, I might choose violence. Like, these are real things. Like, and he, like, how do I put it? Drake can make those statements, but if you're then going to receive it from the other end, it's going to take a toll mentally because you haven't actually grown up in that environment. You haven't been in that environment and it's, you may do something stupid. And you see people do stupid... people who move in fear, they do stupid things. Do you get what I'm saying?
No,
and that's where I can see that going the other way.
Don't you think it's all smoke and mirrors, though? Don't you think this is like all entertainment? Like them saying, I will drop the location, like, do you think they're actually going to...
I think it's entertainment. It's just... how much on either side is this real? And when you look back, you can see, like, me and my friends, we go in, we come back with, like, sheets of paper pointing out where, and, like, so Drake and Kendrick have been, they've been going at it for a while, and I don't think it's any coincidence that a lot of people have a problem with Drake. And it's like, I love Drake's music, don't get it twisted, but I don't know him as a human. But from an outside looking in, you see 10 people and they've got a problem with one person and they're saying he's done this, he's done that, and da 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 da. Maybe that person should maybe look at themselves and think, what have I done?
True. But don't you find that a bit corny here, where it's like you've all linked up on one, like, on different albums, like, to just be one man? Like, why can't we just have make your own diss track? You know what I'm saying?
Because you see, when you're dealing with people, how do you say that? I don't want to say anything too mad. when you don't want people to move in fear, because when you have someone who is very tactical, which we know Drake is.
Yeah.
And he might feel a sense of fear. You might do something stupid. And in that sense, at the end of the day, you man watch Naruto?
No.
Long story short, Naruto and Sasuke, two main characters, right? One goes one way, one goes the other. They're both just as powerful as each other, but just in different ways. One's on his own, and he's lonely. He takes the path of revenge. That's Sasuke. Naruto, he takes the path for the people. He comes, even some what you would call enemies, he turns them into allies because he understands them.
Hmm.
He understands who they are. And there's a very symbolic picture where then at the end of the series, you have Sasuke, who stood on his own, and he's about to lose. and you have Naruto and everyone's behind him because they're choosing to be behind him. Everyone has choice. Same way Sasuke choose to go to run away from everyone and shit on everyone and say, everyone's this, he's that, when the whole time Sasuke should have been looking at himself in the mirror. And that's been Kendrick's message the whole time. Look at yourself.
Okay. Yeah, because it has been brewing with them too, definitely as well. Has been brewing. It's 10 years in the making.
Maybe it's all scripted.
I don't think it's even scripted. I just think this is just rap. Like, it's the same with like a Jay-Z Nas. I just see it as rap beef. I don't see it as like people are gonna die over this.
I don't see it as that either, but like I'm saying, when then you've got someone who maybe isn't from that, Drake isn't from that like that.
But he's battle tested though.
He's battle tested, but then when this is on a whole nother scale now, simply because Kendrick and now other people are coming out as well saying things about him, there's something more there. It's more than just a contest, you know? So then when you're dealing with Drake, who say if he then may make a stupid decision out of fear because he doesn't understand it like that. When you're seeing people online, Drake's the only one online putting captions. I doubt Kendrick's even touching his phone.
And that's why I'm at separately. I don't want Drake to respond and Kendrick to go missing for 5 years. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I want him to see him step outside. Yeah.
I want to see them both just go on a stage.
I'm saying just go away. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I mean,
but like I'm saying, you have all this distance and then Drake is on the phone and he's seeing people with these bloodshed feelings. That's a battle he has to face.
Do you think that's why J. Cole backed up?
Because he can sense it. He's a very switched on individual.
Do you think J. Cole's backed up because he sensed danger, but do you also think he's just a nice guy?
Listen to all of Cole's. He wants to be number one.
He's never gone at someone. It's all talk. He's never had a rap beef. Even when No Name came at him, the guy was basically saying, "I apologize."
Even Controlverse, he was the only one to reply to Kendrick.
To say what?
Listen to GOMD and Fire Squad. He's replying.
But he was taking pictures of him soon after.
Yeah, and that's healthy rap beef.
Yeah.
That's healthy rap beef. So that's where now we're moving forward. If J. Cole knows what healthy rap beef is, and he's saying, I can sense too much bloodshed.
So why did he?
Someone's going to do something.
What made
stupid.
Him come outside then and drop 7 minute drill?
He probably felt pressure to. Like I say, we're all human. Yeah. We all make mistakes. That's why he came and apologized. He probably realised he made a mistake.
He's like, I shouldn't have stooped to that.
Do you think he was like on a hip hop level? So what do you think about him apologising? What was your first thought?
I was low key like laughing at it a bit first. But then I then took time to think about it. I was like, you know what? I respect what he's done. Because put yourself in his shoes. The world's looking at you. You've been saying for the longest, however many features, take any rapper, and he knows how people might view it. And the thing is, I still feel like people are viewing it as if he doesn't want smoke, rap-wise. I don't think that's the case. I think he still wants smoke, rap-wise.
I would have thought that if he didn't say, I've got my chin out, take your best shot. For what you said
But that's the thing, though. That's him saying, let's make it even. Because I feel like he knew. First thing I said before he even apologised, when he put out 7 Minute Drill, is that when I heard the thing and he was dissing Kendrick's discography, I was like, he don't mean that. We all know full well Cole loves all of those projects.
I was surprised when he said them. Yeah, they guessed it. Even though I didn't think they guessed Two People Butterfly, but that's me. But I'm saying for J. Cole and how he thinks.
You
and
know,
stuff.
He loves those albums. That's not true to himself.
Mm.
I sensed it before he even said anything. I was saying.
But I just don't rate it though. I feel like the minute you step outside as a man and say I'm doing this. You just gotta stand on it, I think.
That's what I'm saying. When you got them family involved in this, that, and da da da, and you sense this sense of bloodshed, and then he's made a mistake in feeling like he has to respond. You can even hear put it this way. Even now, in my opinion, Cole has fully redeemed himself as long as they go and make this Kendrick Cole album.
Fully redeemed himself. Yeah. Oh, no, he got it.
What? So if he jumps on, which Kendrick will, Kendrick annihilates Drake, cool.
Yeah.
Done.
Bro, that was brief.
Right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, Kendrick's got it, innit?
Oh, got it.
Anyone come test me if you want, innit? I'll go back and forth with anyone. Yeah. He beats Drake, then jumps on a track with Cole, multiple tracks. That's all they got to do. You jump in a booth, put a 32, I'll jump in a... What you think you can rap better than... You see on Might Delete Later, Pie, where you're Daylight, Absol, and J. Cole.
Yeah. They went crazy.
That was hard. And that was competition. Listen to what they're saying. They're firing at each other.
Yeah.
They're all firing at each other.
I know, but they're on the same track and it's all
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. He would never do healthy, that if they were on a track.
Healthy rap beef.
Healthy competition.
But he would never... He has to be like... vegan healthy with him. It's not even just normal healthy.
Nah,
like, my man can only diss people and say, like, we're on a song together, we're still friends by the way, like, I don't need that. Just, man. And do you think, okay, are you of the opinion, that he can still talk about I'm the best after this? Like, do you think J. Cole can still say, I'll murder your favourite rapper? Because he said, and I quote, I'll go to hell if Jesus asks for a feature. You can't be doing that and not apologising. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be talking about God, you know? What's going on? Like, you're talking about...
He can still claim it. He needs to do redeeming.
He needs to, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So he needs to jump in the booth with Kendrick and they need to go at each other's neck.
Yeah,
on a track, and then they need to make a track. They just need to make a couple tracks.
I just don't think it's more than just a head-to-head. Like, I need you to deliver bang. I need you to, like... Verbally. I need you to show that this was just like a moment of madness. I misjudged it, but I'm gonna go crazy. Even though I feel like Cole can still do that.
I feel like he can still come. That's what I'm saying.
He has the ability for sure.
He can do it without being friendly. Like he can. I feel like he's switched on and he knows the state of social media right now. He knows the state of where people are. And that's the biggest effect. What, so am I gonna sacrifice the ears of however many people listening just so I can hold, and even possibly my family and stuff, depending on how far it goes, just to make a statement now? To make a point now. And this is why I agree with his apology, because he knew, like you say, you can hear it. He knew this wasn't the moment for that. I don't think it wasn't the moment. If anything, Cole didn't even need to reply. He done everyone a favor.
Yeah, I don't think he needed to reply, but I just think once you do, you backtracking, it's like you've been saying for the whole time, this has been the best moment to go into battle. You gone in this battle as the favorite.
Did we not just say though, people make mistakes, right? And you grow from it, right?
Yeah, as a human, fair play, innit? You self-awareness. But it's like on a hip-hop
level. Why does that not apply as a rapper, though?
Because we're in hip-hop now, and this is like rap beef. This is a subculture within a
Jay-Z
culture.
Jay-Z done it. Jay-Z ended up disgustedly being humiliated by Nas at the end of it.
And at the end of
now
it,
look, at the end of it, and we could call this the end of whatever between Cole and Kendrick, but now look at Jay-Z.
Yeah, but then I'm not judging... But if it comes to rap beef and stuff, I'm not judging about what you sell after. I'm just thinking about your performance in this game. Do you get what I mean? Mm. And it's like, in this game performance, Kendrick has, without even doing anything to you, has like just wiped the floor with you almost, because it's like, you just basically said, I'm not ready for smoke, but I stepped out. Like, I'm going to jab you, then I'm going to hide my hand. And it's just a bit like...
I don't think he was... That's why I feel like the misunderstanding is, I don't feel like he was saying I wasn't ready for smoke. I don't feel like that's what he was saying, though. I feel like he was genuinely saying what he done beyond rap was wrong. Even hating on his albums and saying things like it was beyond rap. Even before Cole apologised, putting out that was beyond rap. This was... I don't know if you ever hear... if you heard any of Schoolboy Q's interviews recently...
But not recently, no.
I completely agree with what he said recently on the fact that, look, you can not like my music and this, that and whatever, and you can hate me or whatever, but the moment you then start coming at certain things in my music, specific things. This is my life. You're now coming at personal things to do with me. Now I'm not going to play around.
But what does he mean by not play around? Like, beef him?
So yeah, well, yeah. Well, he's not going to hold back anything.
What, on a diss track, though?
Who knows? Probably both ways.
Okay, I get it.
These are real-life situations, do you get what I'm saying? So when you're then coming at Good Kid and To Pimp a Butterfly and da-da-da-da, these are real-life things that have Kendrick's dealt with and gone through. These are real things.
But was there any, like, was there ever, like, major guidelines in rap before what to say, as long as you're not...
It's not overtly, like, offensive.
Yeah, like this and dead family members. This is rap beef, do you know what I'm saying? We can't be too...
My point isn't the emotional part, it's the part of the point of rap. The whole beginning of hip hop and rap was to speak truth. It was actually used as a mechanism at first to actually teach people beyond our schooling systems, to teach our truth, right? So when you're going back that far and seeing where it's coming from, people were battling with what was true.
But it was still a battle.
Still a battle. Cole has come out and said, "This is not true to me."
But you can, he could not. Is I if he never came said out, that,
even
I would
on
agree.
A rap level, that I've got to respect that. Not even as a human, but as a rap, because he's saying, "Look, what I was saying isn't even true. I'm using fake ammo. This is fake ammo. If it's not true, it don't mean nothing. What you're saying in this battle doesn't." No matter what Cole said, if he could say anything, but if it's just imaginary, it don't count.
My thing is, I just think he knew that. I just think he knew that before he said that. I just don't think he's come to that realization now. I think he's that intelligent. I just feel like he's done it. It didn't work out how he thought it was, and he's now getting a bit of stick for it, and he's realizing, hold on a sec, this is not what I planned. I wanted to do this as submit myself as the number one, because he's not talking about numero. I've never heard Cole talk so cocky pause about since in the last 18 months, since the off season. He's spoken so braggadocious. I've never heard him talk like this, really. So I'm thinking, okay, is he ready for a new chapter? And then you've come back and it's like you tuck your tail between your legs, in my opinion. That's what it felt like to me. So now it's just like people are just like, forget Cole. I don't think you should forget his discography, because Cole is still Cole. I still think Cole raps probably arguably the best right now, right? In terms of recent times, I feel like what he's putting out is still harder than what most was out there. I just think that this was his time, and I just don't know, man. As a hip hop level, I just don't think you can say you're the number one no more.
I don't think you can say number one at this current time. Is what I'm. I agree right now, but where I'm disagreeing is I feel like he can come back and say, no, I'm the best. He can do things that can redeem himself, like whether it's jump on a track with Kendrick, then or even both get on stage and go back and forth, like anything.
He's redeeming himself is still lyrical warfare, though. So why didn't he just continue the lyrical warfare from now?
Because he made the mistake. Once you make a mistake, you have to do the redemption thing. Back to Naruto and Sasuke. Once Sasuke then puts his hands up, he lives the rest of his life redeeming himself, giving his purpose to a higher purpose, isn't it?
That's if he does that, J. Cole. Because now it's just looking... Because now, on top of that, what do you think about him jumping on Future's album?
Future's album. I mean, when you listen to the type of track it is, he's going back to his roots of what he kind of does as an artist, which is, I feel like, a safe option to do right now. But then... Yeah, it's then a weird. I'd like to see what Drake thinks on that, and if Cole knows Drake feels a way about that, or who knows? Yeah. Because in my eyes, if I was Cole, like, I'm doing things on my own accord, I'm my own man, innit?
Yeah.
But some people, like Drake, tend to feel ways about things sometimes. Like little girls.
The thing is, okay, you will say the last thing I'll say on this year. Kendrick, you fully think that Kendrick annihilates Drake or whatever. However, people are underestimating Drake's pettiness. Some bars that sting, like he gets under people's skin, and he's gonna say something that will make you giggle a bit.
You can't get under Kendrick's skin, do you?
Kendrick, but the thing is, yeah.
See someone who's
you'll get under honest. His fan skin. Yeah. And that's the main thing, because these K-Dot fans, I'm not saying they're one of the K-Dot fans. These K-Dot fans we started talking about, it's because you're not clever, you don't like the music. I'm
yeah,
like, okay.
You don't understand. Oh, well, yeah, man.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I hear it though, but
I rock with his music, innit? I'm just saying, certain things he does on tracks, if it was anyone else doing it, you'd be thinking, who's this junkie rapping? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. But it's like, if it was, say, because Kendrick rapping now, it's like, there's got to be something more to this. Because let's be honest, he does some mad stuff on songs that
but,
I can't get.
But that's because it's for the art. It, when he does that, it's for the art and the concept
it
of the album.
It was a purpose.
He ain't beefing. Watch when he's in beef mode, it's different. If he's in beef mode, you're not going to hear none of that.
But who's he
mad
really,
shit.
Who's he
you, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. If anything, you're going to hear it in a way that makes sense for rap beef.
Yeah.
He does it in spaces where it makes sense. Like, I'm going to be real. I don't, not no disrespect or anything, yeah, but I don't expect the average Drake fan to go and listen to,
yeah.
to let's say, Institutionalized or You and get it. And understand the creative process. And like, why is he speaking like that? He's just screaming. Ah! Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't expect them to understand that, because, first of all, they probably don't even know how to go through a whole conceptual album properly. And
he's just shooting for
you. I'm just saying.
We listen to a conceptual album on shuffle. What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
This is the thing, because I'm not talking. You're making me look like a Drake fan, but it's like
I'm
a bit.
You're
I'm
a Cole
bit,
fan, though.
Yeah, I'm a Cole fan. That's what I'm saying.
You're Cole,
but I was never a fan of this. When people said the Four Love is gonna be the album where he just shot, I don't want to hear that from Cole. My favorite album of Cole was 2014 Forest Hills Drive and 40 Your Eyes Only. It doesn't really go no deeper than that with me. I don't really like the whole. Yeah, the best rapper, because I just don't think he's him, like you're saying. So I was a bit surprised. I thought everyone was like, how are they going to go against Cole? I'm thinking, yeah, I can see why he'll go at Cole. But it's just, I think, with Drake now, people underestimate the fact that Drake's battle-tested. He's done this before.
But he's got a few guys out of it. Kendrick is a different species.
Kendrick is a different species, but I still think he's more ready for it than Cole was ever ready for it. That's what I would say.
All right. So if rap is about like lyrics and them things there, yeah, and the pen, that's what it is. It's about the pen and truth.
Yeah.
The pen and truth is what we've established today is what rap beef's about.
Yeah.
Drake's gone against Meek Mill. I probably beat him as well, in my opinion.
Changed the perception of his career, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. That was big. Went hard. I'll be real. I even expected him to beat Meek as well. I expected that.
I thought Meek was going to finish him, but I was young.
Is it?
Yeah, I was young. Meek Mill was my guy, man. I thought he was in the battle rapper from Philadelphia. I thought he was in the finishing, but it didn't go that way.
And then he had the thing with Pusha. Pusha won, yeah.
Yeah.
But Drake done his thing.
Drake done his thing.
So, yeah.
He always does.
But before that, Common on Stay Scheming when he just bodied him. You know what I'm saying?
So he's held his own. And holding your own ain't going to be enough against Kendrick. Because you see Kendrick,
what's
right?
everyone so scared of, bro?
The man, no, it's not scared. It's not scared.
Yeah.
It's just weighing up the attributes to you. You see me? I study these man every day. Like, every day. I'm down to rhyme scheme, to then flow, bars, this, that. So Drake's gone against Meek Mill and Pusha T. Now check the different lineup. Kendrick, Jay Electronica has apologized to him. Lupe Fiasco, these are big lyricists. Lupe Fiasco, yeah. This guy's teaching English in universities. Like, what? You can check his seminars on YouTube.
Blood pressure,
that's
it. People were aware of that shit.
Lupe Fiasco, now Cole, Big Sean. He's made these big. Big Sean, who actually, if you look into it, he's written for Drake in past times as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's made these men apologise.
That's what I'm saying. He had the ability to take it there, yes. But I just feel like battle tested, we can't just have Kendrick just there and then Drake there. That Drake has to be level because
he's
proven.
I feel like Drake fans just want to see it. And not even just Drake fans. I feel like fans of the big three just want to see it for the sake of seeing it. Yeah. When you look at it, I feel like I'm looking at it from the perspective of actual rap. It's like, there's no point in them even doing it. In my eyes, it's a waste of time. Holding it away from where they hold themselves socially, and I'm looking at it as rapper versus rapper. There's no point. It's like taking a 70 overall guy and putting it against a 99 overall guy.
70? Damn. Hey, we got
it. Oh, yeah, and then we got to wrap this up. Definitely coming for a part two, though. Definitely coming for a part two, man. Yeah, because this will go on for another hour and a half, G. I'm sure of it.
But yeah, man, try your socials before we get out.
So socials, at Rashane22 Instagram, Ray to Ray. And get the Sin Sound 9 page as well. Yeah.
Thank you for coming, man. Yeah,
it was nice. Nothing but music pod, blog by Benzo, saying don't have it. Follow me on Twitch as well.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
That's that, man. See you in the next one.
Yeah, definitely part two, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do a part two.
100%. 100%.
It's heavy still.